development and evaluation of IT-based adjustable pressure relief air cushion for persons with spinal cord injury. Zhang Hyun Kim, Zhang Bia Kim, Su Bin Wang, Wan O Jiang, Van Suk Choi Yonsei University, Department of Occupational Therapy, Wonju, South Korea. Abstract: this study intends to introduce not only the technology to monitor and control the pressure of the air-type pressure relief cushion in real time using a smartphone, but also a related pilot study. This study conducted preliminary research using the developed product targeting one person with spinal cord injury. Pressure was measured with a pressure mapping system, and the result data was converted to 5 indexes and analyzed. As a result, peak pressure index and IT peak pressure turned out to be 93.7 mmHg and 78.0 mmHg, respectively. In addition, dispersion index was 12.2%, showing that pressure was well dispersed, not being concentrated in ischial tuberosity or coccyx. The study results confirmed the possibility to develop an IT-based adjustable pressure relief air cushion and its technology. Introduction. Background: a wheelchair is the most important assistive device for persons with spinal cord injury in their daily life, and they spend most of their time on it during the day. Burns and Butts, 1999. They have a higher risk of pressure ulcer than others due to sensory loss, paralysis of motor function, change in autonomic nervous system, and vasoconstriction loss. Bromuli, 2006. Although their life expectancy has improved owing to the advance of modern medical science, 30% of them still have to stay at hospital for the rest of their life due to the problems related to pressure. Krau Usop, 1983, Rosenthal, Felden, Hillman, Lee, Friedman, and Navak, 1996. They easily come to have a pressure ulcer because of their physical characteristics, but it takes much time to treat it, so it is a direct cause that reduces their participation in community, workplace, or school. Cottajar and Roberts, 2005. The major strategy for persons with spinal cord injury to prevent a pressure ulcer is to avoid concentrated pressure on a certain spot and redisperse pressure throughout the seat. Jan and Rianza, 2006. To do so, they use a pressure relief cushion to maintain a stable and safe posture. Asayuyi, Boucher, Bourbonnais, Lucoste, and Dancero, 2001. As a pressure relief cushion can disperse excessively concentrated pressure, it is an essential assistive device for persons with spinal cord injury that have difficulties in proper posture change and movement. Reagan, Kernozik, Bedar, and Matheson, 2002. Various types of pressure relief cushions are being developed and commercialized depending on the needs of those using a wheelchair. Although preceding research reported that an air-type cushion should be the most effective for pressure dispersion, Gilguhudo et al., 2009, Yoon and Garrett, 2001, a large number of persons with spinal cord injury still develop a pressure ulcer, Brienza et al., 2010. Thus, pressure relief cushions are now being developed using various materials and technologies, Kim and Kim, 2016. In this sense, this study intends to introduce not only the technology to monitor and control the pressure of the air-type pressure relief cushion in real time using a smartphone, but also a related pilot study. Method: participants. This study conducted preliminary research using the developed product targeting one person with spinal cord injury, male, 47 years, cervical 6 level of injury. IT-based adjustable pressure relief air cushion. An IT-based adjustable pressure relief air cushion has a sensor able to measure pressure, temperature, and humidity in real time, as well as a fan capable of air circulation within the cushion. In addition, each air cell has an air controlling valve, which is connected to an external air injector to control the pressure of air cells individually. All these sensors and control functions are linked to a smartphone by Bluetooth to enable real-time monitoring and pressure controlling through an application. That is, those using the IT-based adjustable pressure relief air cushion can use the application on a smartphone to monitor the pressure value of their seat. In addition, If the pressure on a certain spot is high or increasing, they can control pressure themselves by clicking the air cell shown on a smartphone. If moisture and temperature increase, they can operate the air circulation fan to enable air circulation around the front, rear, and upper sides of the cushion. Figure 1. Adjustable pressure relief air cushion. Figure 2. Method of adjust an air cell. Figure 3. The process of controlling an adjustable air cushion using the application. Outcome measure pressure was measured with the pressure mapping system, and the result data was converted to 5 indexes: average pressure, contact area, peak pressure index, IT peak pressure, dispersion index, and analyzed Crane, Winninger, and Call, 2016. Result: as a result, peak pressure index and IT peak pressure turned out to be 93.7 mmHg and 78.0 mmHg, respectively. In addition, dispersion index was 12.2%, showing that pressure was well dispersed, not being concentrated in ischial tuberosity or coccyx. Table 1. Table 1. Result of 5 indexes for IT-based adjustable pressure relief air cushion. Outcome measures descriptor, units, data. Average pressure, mmHg, 42.9. Contact area, squared, 1508.8. Peak pressure index, mmHg, 93.7. IT peak pressure, mmHg, 78.0. Dispersion index, percent, 12.2. Discussion. Conclusion: according to a study dealing with a pressure ulcer and the pressure value, the flow in the capillary vessel decreases for the skin at 55 mmHg and the subcutaneous tissue at 80 mmHg, and change in the bloodstream of muscles occurs at over 100 mmHg. Herman, Knapp, D'Onofrio, and Salcedo, 1999. Patel, Knapp, D'Onofrio, and Salcedo, 1999. The values above were lower than 100 mmHg. That should be the risk factor of pressure ulcer, which could be considered to be a meaningful result for prevention of pressure ulcer. However, as this study targeted only one person with spinal cord injury and measured the values for just 10 minutes, it is hard to generalize the results related to the effectiveness of the product. The study results confirmed the possibility to develop an IT-based adjustable pressure relief air cushion and its technology. This study has a meaning in that it suggested the research design and direction needed to verify the pressure ulcer preventing effects of this product in the future. Acknowledgements: this study supported by a grant from the Ministry of Patriots and Veterans Affairs by the Korea government. References: Isayuyi, R., Boucher, C., Bourbon, A.A., D., Lacoste, M., and Dansero, J. 2001. Effect of seat cushion on dynamic stability in sitting during a reaching task in wheelchair users with paraplegia. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 82-274-281. Burns, S., P., and Betts, K. L. 1999. Seating pressures with conventional and dynamic wheelchair cushions in tetraplegia. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 85, 566-571. Bromley, I. 2006. Tetraplegia and Paraplegia: A Guide for Physiotherapists. Elsevier Health Sciences. Crane, B., Winninger, M., and Call, E. 2016. Orthotic style offloading wheelchair seat cushion reduces interface pressure under ischial tuberosities and sacrococcygeal regions. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 9711-1870-1879. Cottage, R., and Roberts, A. 2005. The relationship between engagement in occupations and pressure sore development in Saudi men with paraplegia. British Journal of Occupational Therapy, 68-7, 307-314. G. Gil Agudo, A. De La Peña Gonzalez, A. Del Ama Espinosa, A. Perez Rizzo, E. Diaz Dominguez, E. and Sanchez Ramos, A. 2009. Comparative study of pressure distribution at the user cushion interface with different cushions in a population with spinal cord injury. Clinical Biomechanics, 24-7, 558-563. Herman, E. C. Knapp, C. F. Donofrio, J. C. and Salcido, R. 1999. Skin perfusion responses to surface pressure-induced ischemia, implication for the developing pressure ulcer. Journal of Rehabilitation Research and Development, 36-2, 109. Jen, Y. K. and Brienza, D. 2006. Technology for Pressure Ulcer Prevention. Topics in Spinal Cord Injury Rehabilitation, 11-4, 30-41. Kim, J. H. and Kim, J. B. 2016. Research Trends in Pressure Ulcer Prevention Cushions for the People with Disabilities Using Wheelchair. A Systematic Review. Journal of Korean Society of Occupational Therapy, 24-2. 118. Krauskop, T. A. 1983. A synthesis of the factors that contribute to pressure sore formation. Medical Hypotheses, 11-2, 255-267. Patel, S. Knapp, C. F. Donofrio, J. C. and Salcido, R. 1999. Temperature effects on surface pressure-induced changes in rat skin perfusion, implications in pressure ulcer development. Journal of Rehabilitation Research and Development, 36-3, 189. Reagan, R., Kernozik, T., W., Bedar, M., and Matheson, J., W., 2002. Seat interface pressures on various thicknesses of foam wheelchair cushions. A Finite Modeling Approach. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 83-6, 870-875. Rosenthal, M. J. Felton, R. M. Hillman, D. L. Lee, M. Friedman, M. and Navak, J. H. 1996. A Wheelchair Cushion Designed to Redistribute Sites of Sitting Pressure. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 77-3, 278-282. Yoon, H., K., and Garrett, D. 2001. Comparison of Three Wheelchair Cushions for Effectiveness of Pressure Relief. American Journal of Occupational Therapy, 55-4, 470-475.